On this edition of the USD 49 Report, Hayes Area Children's Center Coordinator Kate Shippers and Early Intervention Coordinator Jennifer O'Borney speak with the Eagle Morning Show's Mike Kerner about the Bright Lights Express fundraiser. I'm James Bell. This episode brought to you by Eagle Radio and originally aired on KAYS on Thursday, November 14th. This is the Post Podcast.
You guys have to deal with kids like all day long, don't you?
We do.
See, when people get into careers, some people go, oh, I don't know if I'd want to do that. But some people, that's their passion. And they want to do that. There's certain things I don't want to do in life. So those things happen. So let's talk a little bit about, first off, what is the Hayes Area Children's Center? Because I know there's kind of two pieces to it. And I don't know, Kate, you want to talk about the daycare part of it first off?
Sure. Yeah. So we are a daycare center. We house over 90 infants, toddlers, and preschoolers. And then we also have, during the spring, winter, and summer months, we have a school-age program that comes in.
And now you guys are in a different location, though, now. You moved, didn't you?
No, we've been in the same location for a long time. We're located off of 94 Lewis Drive. We're just right across from Lewis Field.
Okay. Now I've got that. Okay. I know where I've been in there many times. So now that you say that. Let's move over to Jennifer real quick. Jennifer, early intervention. What's that all about, and what's early intervention actually really mean?
We provide services for infants and toddlers in the community that have a disability or delay. And we have children that get services of speech services, occupational therapy, physical therapy, nursing services, early childhood special education.
So the kids that you guys all service and help provide things to, they're not necessarily all housed down at the Hayes Area Children's Center. You've got them throughout the city of Hayes, don't you?
We do.
So you help get these services to these kids throughout. And then what you do is you try to get what you can from the district, and you try to get what you can through grants. And sometimes that isn't always there. So you need to raise some money. And one of the ways to do it is this Bright Lights Express fundraiser you're doing, which is a cool thing. That's what I led in with. Let's go through this real quick. It's if people want Christmas trees, and who doesn't want a Christmas tree that's pre-decorated? You guys do that?
Yep, we do it all.
So tell us about this decorating of these Christmas trees. You can make them personalized, right?
You can. So you can choose from a 4, 6, or 9 foot tree, and then you can also choose your tree color, your lights, and your decorations.
When you say tree color, like bright orange?
Sure.
How do you guys do that?
We order them. We get them.
Oh, you do. Okay. So you... Yeah, you threw me off there because I'm thinking, why are you guys spray painted or something? And I wanted you to admit that. So you get these artificial trees in whatever size people want. They tell you what kind of a theme they would like at their house, and then you decorate it for them. And do you deliver it to the house then, or do they come and get it?
So we have a storefront that was donated to us from Big Creek Crossing. It's the old Rue 21 building. And then what we're going to do is we'll be in that building until November 23rd. So you can pick up your trees there until November 23rd, but it's been such a hit that we're actually going to be extending the event. And the last day that you can place the orders will be December 7th. And so after November 23rd, you would have to pick up your tree from the center, or if you're in a 30-mile radius, we can deliver it to you for $25.
This makes things so much simpler for people in life.
Yes.
Getting the tree and getting it themed. Can they see some of these ideas to give them some inspiration by going out to the Big Creek Crossing?
Yes. So we're going to be starting to decorate some of the orders that we got, and we will have them there in the storefront for them to be able to look at.
And when will they be out there?
We will be out there starting around the 19th of November to start decorating the trees.
So next week. And yep. So people, and will you be open same hours as the mall, or will it be like weekends or night hours?
We are doing everything off of a volunteer basis. So we have a bunch of people that are coming in to help us decorate the trees. So it's going to kind of be whenever we can have people out there with us.
Very good. So if people want to go out and get a tree, this is a great way to do it. You're helping out a great cause, the Hayes Area Children's Center. And the money that you raise during this, what kind of programs or what part of Hayes Area Children's Center does this go to?
Our early intervention team and then the Hayes Area Children's Center.
So it goes just as a blanket fund, mm-hmm. just to help out whatever you guys need at the time.
Yep.
All right. Anything else you think people should know about this?
If you want to place your order, you can go to hacc.info on our events page. There'll be a link there to our Eventbrite page that you'll be able to place an order online, or you're welcome to stop by the Hays Area Children's Center, or you can give us a call at 785-625-3257 and we'll take your order personally.